She approached me and she started to talk about interest in being involved, and she wanted to see if there was anything available for her. So what I did is I invited her to my office, I interviewed her, and then after I completed the interview, I introduced her to the president, Julie Lindhout, and to the executive director, Robert Baines, who was in the office at the time. And she had a meeting with Robert, and after that, she's planning on being one of our JRFs. And now she has, her background is Russian. She knows a lot about international relations and affairs in Europe. And I mean, that's the beauty behind this program, is that it's not just about the big names, it's about giving everyone a chance. Another really rewarding opportunity that I had, I went to the TIFF Festival, the Toronto International Film Festival, and I got invited to about four films, and I went to every single one. I can't say no. But Evgeny Evanevsky's film, Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom, was definitely worth watching.
That's on Netflix now, too, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
He really inspired me because he actually risked his life by filming. He was there, and I don't know how many of you know about the problems and the issues in Ukraine right now. The crisis is ongoing, but by watching the media, you get one perspective, but I have to say that after watching this film and seeing the work that he produced, I was extremely moved. And you guys are aware of the politics behind this. 2013 to 2014, there were many protests, many arguments, many battles. President Yanukovych, who was then the president of Ukraine, promised the Ukrainian people that he would allow them to become members of the European Union. And then what he ended up doing is, instead of making the government more of a democracy like it is here on the Western side, he decided that he was going to turn his back and pursue things more as the Eastern side government tends to do. So more, he wanted more of a dictatorship. Once the Ukrainian people realized that there was no hope for them to become even a member of the European Union, they wanted to peacefully protest, have their voices heard. Then what happened is the Berkut Police Force Special Department was sent by President Yanukovych, and these protesters brutally attacked women, all of the youth that voiced their opinion. Anyone who spoke against the government was reprimanded. Now, if you watch this film and you see Evgeny Evanevsky's work, you will see the severity of what it means to be stripped of your right to voice your opinion and the consequences associated with even being deemed to be a protester, even if you're walking by. There were people who'd walk by and they weren't necessarily a part of the protest. Now, these protesters were peaceful, they were not violent by any means. It's the Berkut Police Special Department Force that resorted to violence against these people.
We'll watch that in class.
Yeah, I really recommend it. I really do. One of my good friends who also saw the movie with me, we both approached him, and she's actually the program editor of A View of Ukraine. She had a one-on-one with him. So I mean, I highly suggest you guys watch it. You'll have a chance to reflect, and you'll certainly be moved. put this class code. Please put today's date. Inside, when you open it, write what you've learned about the NATO Association of Canada, as well as any interest, what you've learned about the opportunities, the Junior Research Fellowship, the internship, the membership. Please write what you've learned about that. And if you're interested, please express that interest with your email. If you're not interested, no need to include your email. Okay? Are you guys done after this, or oh, you are?
Probably.
Nice.
These are extra copies.
Were
students that were perhaps
before
I'll leave.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I'm going to interview him after this, and I'm going to release this interview early next week. So I suggest you guys listen to it. I also brought a few books for you guys to look at when you have some time. This is a new strategic concept for NATO. It's one of our most recent ones. Along with NATO at 60, what choices and challenges exist for the alliance. This one's pretty neat. It's called Tell Me About NATO. In it, you'll find information about the birth of NATO, some history, how NATO works, who pays for NATO. NATO opens its doors to new countries, so it talks about the process involved in having a new member join, then NATO and Russia, along with NATO's role in peacekeeping, NATO today and tomorrow. This one is pretty neat as well. It's Canada and the World, Youth Dialogue on Women, Peace, and Security. We're actually going to have a conference held at Ryerson University, and my good friends, who are also program editors at NATO, it's actually Hina Hatif. She's the program editor of Women in Security. She is putting on this conference. So it's huge, and it takes place every year. So it'll be exciting to see what work she produces this year. And then lastly, Safeguarding Freedom and Security, A New Sense of Common Purpose. So I'm going to leave all of these books with your teacher, Mr. Barter. And at any point, if you want to look at these, I encourage you to do so.
Because before the bell rings, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Magdalena, for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I think one of the things Magdalena talked about that I think is really important for you guys to remember is networking is huge. When you're in high school and you continue on, when you go to university and college, people that you meet, talk to lots of different people and meet lots of people in this world, and you can find out so many interesting things. Like I didn't know as much that the NATO Association of Canada did so much, and now just talking to Magdalena, we know all these things, and I'm going to use these materials and podcasts in my course.
It's great.
So just talking to people is.
Exactly, and that was the main point, right? So I thank you immensely for this, for all of your time, especially for arranging this this opportunity for me. I really enjoy talking to each and every one of you, and I look forward to working with you guys soon one day. You guys, and before you leave, I want a picture with all of you. If that's okay. I want a picture with all of you because you guys honestly are one of my favorite classes that I've spoken to. So please don't leave.
Where should we go? Should we go with all the world, maybe?
Yeah, around the world.